In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the Scripture is useful for many things. It's, of course, useful for good doctrine, for learning of the person of Jesus Christ, for learning good examples, bad examples. But it's also good, I found it to be very good, for learning how to think. Maybe you could call it strategies. The Scripture is full of these things. Statements that you should take to your heart and that you should live by. Not that you think about them as you live, but they are become part of your core being. Today is one such statement, the one that's always said on the Sunday after the exaltation of the cross, which we celebrated this week. The apostle says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This tells us how we should live, how we should think. And of course, how you think is how you live, because our thoughts determine who we are and what we do. He says he is crucified with Christ. Now, I have some simple thoughts about this. There's a lot of complex thoughts about this. This reading is very complex, among the most theological of Paul's writings. And yet, in the midst of this deeply theological writing about the works of the law and other such things that are still debated by people, he says this wonderful, emphatic, absolutely outlandish statement, I am crucified with Christ. So that's how we should live. We should think like St. Paul thought, I'm crucified with Christ. Well, what does it mean to be crucified? Well, in the physical act of crucifixion, a person is nailed or tied to a cross in order to die. They have no freedom of movement. They can't go anywhere or do anything except be on the cross and be in pain and eventually die. So when you are on the cross, you don't have freedom. Now he says, I am crucified with Christ. Christ chose to go onto the cross. He made a choice to let his freedom be taken away. Because once he was on the cross, he was not free to move. Now, he could have, of course, called down legions of angels, but he made a choice not to allow himself to have a choice. And this is what I suggest to you being crucified with Christ is. You use your free will, your intelligence, your heart to choose not to choose the things of the world, to choose to not get to give yourself a choice to choose the things of the world, to not choose to not love someone, to not choose to entertain yourself at the cost of others, to not choose to be lazy or to have bad thoughts. This is the way of the cross. In fact, the gospel talks about it and has basically the same thought. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. When you deny yourself, you are voluntarily choosing to not give yourself a choice. The problem with many of our lives, the reason why we're so mundane and lackluster in our faith, in our practice of our life, is because we really do give ourselves a choice. You know, we have these kind of sayings that talk about it, like somebody says, well, you have one foot out the door, meaning that you're not really here with us. You're not really committed to whatever it is, this relationship or whatever it is. How committed are you? You must choose to not have a choice. Of your own free will, you must make yourself a slave to righteousness. Paul talks about that. We are to be slaves of righteousness. But that is your choice. Now, in the world, slavery is involuntary. There are still literally millions of people that are slaves in our world today. And they are slaves not of their choice, but of someone else's choice. However, every Christian is a slave. The word that we translate and sort of clean up a little bit, servant, really is slave. That word, doulos, means slave. We are slaves of God. The mother of God, when she responded to the Archangel Gabriel, said, "Behold, the slave of God." We call her the handmaiden of God. She considered herself to be a slave because she chose to not choose her own will. She chose to choose God's will. And once you choose God's will, you give up your will. It's a very beautiful thing to do that. It's very freeing. It's a very happy day when you give up yourself to God's will. That's what the way of the cross is. Now, to some, they consider it to be a difficult way, a way of pain, a way of deprivation. It's not that at all. It's a happy way, because it is a way to perfection. Now, if you look at your life, and if you're honest with yourself, you'll see that you're not very reliable. You often make wrong judgments. You often get confused about things. You think something is one way when actually it's the other way. You make bad choices. You're not a reliable person. Just be honest. Shout it out. It's true. All of us. We're not reliable. But God is reliable. God is true. And therefore, if we give our will to Him, we give our will to a perfect will. That's what the way of the cross is. To consider yourself crucified with Christ. He gave up His will. We give up our will. And we give our will to Him. And then what does it say? I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. That unreliable person, that person who's lazy too often and thinks bad thoughts too often and sometimes is curmudgeonly or is capricious. That person is becoming like Christ. That person is you. Because Christ is living in you. And God, the God-man Jesus Christ, is not capricious. He doesn't think bad thoughts. All of Him is good and holy. And so if you are crucified with Christ, you're becoming like Him. That's what your life is, to become like Him. Now, if you endure a little pain along the way, it's really incidental. Too many people define the way of the cross as a way of difficulty. It's not. It's the way of lightness. In another place, the Lord refers to the cross using a different term, a term that of something that's made with wood, like the cross. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Take my yoke upon you. That's what He tells us to do. He tells us to choose to labor, to choose to deny ourselves. And then there is freedom in your life. Absolute freedom, moral freedom. In another place, the Lord talks about that in that day you will be free indeed. Do you know what that means? That means that the crucified one, that is you and me, the one who is crucified with Christ, will become completely free to be able always to choose what is good, to never choose what is wrong. And in fact, without effort, without the striving that we have now, now we choose what is right many times, but with difficulty. You get mad at somebody and you don't say anything, but there are thoughts that you have to suppress. That's a good thing, to suppress the thoughts. It's a good thing not to strike out and say anything. Absolutely. And God rewards us for that. But what a wonderful thing if we would not get angry at all. That is the way of the cross. That's what the cross leads us to. Complete, absolute freedom. Now, in order to have this freedom, you must battle with the things that make you not free. And basically, the things that make you not free are not the government or other people. The things that make you not free are all in you, your passions, your bad priorities, your misconceptions about things, bad thoughts. Those things keep you from being free. But if you consider yourself to be a man, a woman, a child that is crucified with Christ, then you say to yourself, I don't have the freedom to sin. I have given it up. I have no right to sin. I'm crucified with Christ. He didn't sin, and he gave his will up, and I'm giving my will up to him. Now, if you think of your life in that way, that will save you from sin many times. You just say, I have no right to think this way. I promised I wouldn't, and I must keep my promise to God. Now, a little bit before, St. Paul speaks about being crucified with Christ, which is one of the most incredible verses of all Scripture. He says, when he's talking about the law, which is real complicated, and it's too complicated to talk about in a sermon. It's too complicated if you're not St. John Chrysostom, really. But he says, in speaking with the law, and speaking about being justified by Christ instead of the law, he says, if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. Now, I would suggest to you this is the other thing that you must think in being, as well as being crucified with Christ. You must think, I cannot build the things that I have destroyed. I must not go backwards. It's very, very important. You know, sometimes there's secular wisdom, even in secular songs and such. And there is an old blues song that says, the things I used to do, I don't do no more. Simply, I just don't do those things anymore. I'm not going to do those things anymore. I'm not going to swear. I'm not going to lust. I'm not going to have bad thoughts about people. I'm not going to do those things. Now, some of the things that you used to do, maybe you don't do anymore at all. But they're usually like actions and bad habits that you don't do anymore. But what about being angry or judging another? Wouldn't you like to be able to say, that thing that I used to do, I don't do no more? The cross allows you to do that. Being crucified with Christ allows you to do that. That's the great promise. That's the great wonder of our religion. We can become perfect and holy. And the things that we used to do, we won't do anymore. Now, it's a process. Obviously, if you're prone to irritation, it's highly unlikely you'll go through all next week without being irritated. But still, the attitude should be the same. That's something I used to do, and I can't do it anymore. Because I'm crucified with Christ. I don't have the freedom to choose, to be angry, to be irritable, to lust, to judge. I don't have that freedom. You, Christian, must say, I do not have that right. I choose not to have that right. I choose to be a slave. That's why the image of the cross is so transcendent in our faith. It's an image of victory, not of death. And what is the victory? The victory is over sin. Our sin. And you win the victory by fighting. Any victory has to be won by fighting. And you fight against your sin. But God has given you the ability to do it. That's the great news. So I submit to you today that you must make sure that you have this paradigm in your heart, this way of thinking, This way of being, it's not just a way of thinking. It is who you are. It should be who you are. Before you identify yourself as a man, as a woman, as a father, as a mother, by what you do in your life, by whether what your politics are, you should identify yourself as someone who is crucified with Christ. And therefore, you don't live. Christ lives in you. And that life which you live is now by the faith of the Son of God who loves you and gave himself for you. May God bless you and make this so in your life. Amen.